So let's review. We Be'ez Hashem begin Masechtas Tainus with the following Mishnah. Me'ei Masai Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Miyam Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Shua Omer, Miyam Tov Ha'achron Shel Chag. We begin saying Masha Baruch Merdeg Yashem, praising Hashem for the power of rain. Rabbi Eliezer says from the first day of Sukkos. Rabbi Shua says from the last day of Sukkos. Omer Rabbi Shua, Ha'il Ve'ena Geshamim, Ela Simen Kolal B'Chag, Lama Hu Maskir. Rabbi Shua argues, since rain on Sukkot is a bad omen, why would we mention it on the first day of Sukkot? Amal Rabbi Eliezer, Afani lo yamarti lishal, el lahaskir mashav ruach mer de geshem bay nasai. Rabbi Eliezer answered, I did not say we should ask for rain. I said we should praise Hashem for that He makes the wind blow and He makes the rain fall in its time. Amal lo yim kain, lo il mihe maskir. Pshu responded, if that's the case, we should mention it all year. The Mishnah continues, Ein shoyel nesa geshamim el samach legesham. We don't ask for rain until it is close to the rainy season. This statement is explained later in the Gemara Daf Dalet as follows. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it is referring to Mashav Ruach Mer Degashem. We start saying it on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag because it is closer to the beginning of the rainy season than Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is referring to Vesein Talamater. We only start to ask for rain after Yom Tov closer to the start of the rainy season. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ev lefne ha'teva b'yem tev ha'achron shel chag. Ha'achron masker, harishon eina masker. Yehuda says that on Shemini Atzeres, when we start saying Mashav Ruach Mer Degashem, the person leading Musaf mentions it, while the person leading Shacharis does not mention it. B'yem tev harishon shel Pesach, harishon masker, ha'achron eina masker. On the first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Mashav Ruach Mer Degashem, the person leading Shacharis mentions it for the last time this year, while the person leading Musaf does not mention it anymore. The Gemara begins by asking, Tana Heichakai, where does the Tana of our Mishnah know that rain must be mentioned in davening at all? The Gemara first says that our Tana is referring back to the Mishnah Masechtas Brachos that teaches where we add various seasonal additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim B'tchias HaMesim, V'shayilin V'birchas HaShanim, V'havdala V'chein Andas. We mention the power of the rain in the second blessing of Shemoneh Esrei that talks about the reviving of the dead. We ask for rain in the blessing that talks about prosperity. And we mention Havdalah after Shabbos in the bracha that describes Hashem as the one who bestows knowledge and wisdom to man. This answer is rejected because why would the Mishnah wait until this Masechta to elaborate on something taught so far back in Masechta Brachas? Therefore, the Gemara says that the Tana here is referring to the previous Masechta's Rosh Hashanah. Since we just learned that the world is judged about water during Sukkot, the Tana here begins with the time of the year when we mention the power of the rain. Rabbi Yechanan explains that the phrase Gevuras Geshamim is used instead of just Geshamim, Sheyardim B'Gevura, because the rain falls with the power of Hashem, as we can learn from the following series of Pesukim. The Pasuk in Eve says, Aisa G'daylois Ve'ein Cheker, Neflois Adin Misper. Hashem does great things that are unfathomable, and He does wonders without number. And these acts of greatness refer to rain, as the next pasuk says, Hanaisin Mata Pnei Aretz V'Shalech Mayim Pnei Chutzais. He gives rain to the entire face of the earth, and sends water upon the face of the outside places. Rabbi Barshila explains that the term Ein Cheker appears here associated with rain, and in the context of the creation of the world, as the pasuk in Sefer Yeshaya says, Halo yadata emlo yishamata elakei oylam Hashem ber k'tzeis ha'aretz layoif elo yigei ein cheker l'sfunasai. Now, there's another pasuk in Tehillim regarding creation, Mechen harem b'kaichei nesu b'gvura, which associates Hashem's gvura, Hashem's power with creation, and therefore by extension with rain. U'menalan de b'tfila. The Gemara next cites a braisa which explains why we mention gvuras geshamim, specifically in tfila. In the second parasha of Kriyishma we say, Le'ahava es Hashem lekechem u'la'avde b'chol avchem, to love Hashem and to serve Him with all our hearts, a reference to tefillah, because be'ezi avodah shebelev, havaymer zu tefillah. What is service of the heart? That is prayer. And the next pasuk is, v'nasati mitar artzachem b'ito yer malkish, I will place rain in your land in the right time, the early rain and the late rain. The Gemara continues with a related concept from Rabbi Yechanan. Gimel mafteches b'yadah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo nimsu b'yad shliach. There are three keys in the possession of Hashem, which He does not turn over to any messenger. Maftech shel geshamim, the key of rain, as the pasuk says, Yiftach Hashem l'chas etzar ha-toyv es ha-shemayim losiz b'tar artzach ha-b'itay. Hashem will open his good treasury, heaven, to give rain to your land in this time. U'maftech shalchaya, the key to childbirth, as the Pasuk says, v'yizke alekim es rachel, v'yishma aleho alekim, v'yiftach es rachma, and the Almighty remembered Rachel, and the Almighty listened to her and opened her womb. U'maftech shaltchias ha-mesim, the key of reviving the dead, as the Pasuk says, and you will know that I am Hashem when I open your graves. In Eretz Yisrael, they added Maftech Shal Parnasa, the key of making a livelihood, as the Pasuk says, you open your hands and satisfy the desire of all beings. Rabbi Yechanan doesn't list this one separately because Gishamim Hayin Parnasa, rainfall is livelihood. It is said that the Rosh HaTevis of these four things is Maftech. Matar, Parnasa, Tchis HaMesim, Chaya. The Gemara next continues explaining the Mishnah and discusses Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that we begin mentioning Gevuras Geshamim from the first day of Sukkot. The Gemara asks if he learns of this from the mitzvah of Lulav, which is done only during the day, and therefore we should not mention rain until the day, or does he learn it from the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, pouring the water on the Mizbeach, which begins at night when they fill the containers with water, and therefore we should start mentioning water at night as well. The Gemara brings two sources for Bavo's answer that Rabbi Eliezer learns from Lulav, either Gemara or Gamala, he has learned this as a tradition from his teacher, or Masnita Shmile, he learned it from the following Braisa. Meimis Amaskirin al Gshamim, Rabbi Eliezer Oimim Shas Nitilas Lulav. Rabbi Eliezer says we begin mentioning the rain when we first take the Lulav, on the first day of Sukkot. Since the four species are waived to gain Hashem's favor for the year's water, and Kishim Sha'ar Bamin Halalu, Ief Shabahem Bloimayim, the four species cannot survive without water, so too the world cannot survive without water. The Brisa continues with other opinions. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Mishas Hanachase. Yeshua says from the time we set down the Lulav for the last time on the last day of Sukkot, because rain during Sukkot is a bad omen. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Afani Leimarati Lishal Ela Lahasker. Rabbi Eliezer differentiates between asking for rain and praising Hashem about rain. Lafikachem Bo Lahasker Kalashon Akula Masker. One may mention rain all year. However, Rebbe disagrees. Rebbe Omer Ani, Misha Shemafsik L'Sheila Kach Mafsik L'Azkar. Rebbe says that when we stop asking for rain at Pesach time, we should stop mentioning rain as well. The Brisa cites two more opinions regarding the beginning of Masha V'Ruach Meredagashim. Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, B'Sheini B'Chag Hu Masker. We begin on the second day of Sukkot because of an allusion in the Psukim. The Pasuk on the second day of Sukkot says, V'niskehem, and their libations, when it could have just said, V'niska, there's an extra mem. The Pasuk on the sixth day says, Unusacheha, with an extra yud. The Pasuk on the seventh day says, Kimishbatam, according to their law, rather than Kimishbat, there's an extra mem. These extra letters spell Mayim, water. Here the Torah alludes to Nischa Mayim, the added libation of water on Sukkot. Since this allusion begins in the Pasuk of the second day, we start mentioning water on the second day of Sukkot. We start mentioning Masha V'Ruach Meredagashim on the sixth day of Sukkot, because the Pasuk of the sixth day says, Unusacheha, which indicates, B'shnei Nisuchin HaKasim Medaber, Echad Nisuch HaMayim V'Echad Nisuch HaYayin, two libations, one of water and one of wine. Let's summarize. We have five opinions as to when we begin to say Masha V'Ruach Meredagashim, and why. Eliezer Omer Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag, Mishas Netilas Lulav, from when we take the Dal meaning the first day of Sukkot, at Shachris. Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Tov HaAchron Shechag, Mishas HaNachasai, from when we set down the Lulav the final time, on the seventh day. There seems to be a Machlekes Rishonim whether, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we begin on the seventh day of Sukkot at Mincha, or on Shmini Atzeres at Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that Yom Tov HaAchron Shechag, but holds that we only begin at Musaf. The Gemara later on, Daf Gimel, also attributes this opinion to Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Omer, B'sheini b'chag hu masker, from the first remez of Nisach HaMayim on the second day. Rabbi Kiva Omer, B'shishi b'chag hu masker, from the main remez of Nisach HaMayim on the sixth day.